Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
We could literally do a show,
yeah,
just based on our interactions just at random points during the day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am not a fan of that button.
I mean, because like we're doing a show.
Ew. We're doing it. I blame Marcos. He's the reason
we're
why
doing
we have that.
We're doing a show with a guy who doesn't want to do the show with us, but chimes in more on the show than we actually chime in.
He really does. Like he's going in and he's like, oh no, he's excited. You know, I don't know. Is it a Frog Boy Friday tomorrow? I'm trying to find out.
I mean, he's tomorrow on the schedule.
So his first text is,
he shows up.
Not the sexy cat.
Loose goose floozy.
I meant to hit the sexy cat.
It just sounds so wrong.
It's awful.
Ears.
It's literally awful.
Wait. Not awful. I mean,
these are the messages I get.
It's worse than Britney's nightmare.
You know what?
It's a pretty sexy cat.
It's hey, not.
No.
Melissa's cone is unusual. That's what? The headline.
It's unusual. Go look at the cone outside, Leroy.
Frog Boy isn't tomorrow. There's a Frog Boy Friday tomorrow. So we will see him and his long tongue tomorrow. All right, let's get to our headlines.
You couldn't, like, I thought we were done.
Making
you
got it done weird. With
We've made it weird so much today.
Ew.
It's so gross.
Minus one for making it weird.
Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Heat lose 125-121 to the Orlando Magic. Back at it tomorrow, taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant, big game. Open up the season, 35 points. Ja versus Zion. Like they always intended it, Leroy.
Good they match. Ain't gonna, skinny Zion.
Skinny Zion.
Did he play?
He played. He had 27 points, I think.
Okay.
He, I think most surprising result last night, probably intangibles, the Jazz thumping the Clippers by 20. They killed them. That was probably the most surprising result last night.
More surprising than this?
That's gross. The Raptors, they hammered the Hawks yesterday by 22, 138 to 118.
Somebody said, I mean, did Chuck, one of them, Chuck said, watch out for the Toronto.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when Chuck says to watch out for somebody, you know, well, you don't have to.
Well, they talk three times a week, so you'll forget about what he said in a month.
Yep. I'm just here for the goofs.
That's the great thing about what they do.
Got some news for the Pinks. Lionel Messi, ever heard of him?
Yep.
He's just signed a contract extension through 2028.
Wow. How much?
I do not see terms disclosed here, Leroy. But he is, he said, quote, since I've arrived in Miami, I've been very happy. I am truly glad to keep going here. We're excited about the moment where we can finally play in Miami Freedom Park. We can't wait for it to be finished and to experience it from the inside in our new home, and our fans will enjoy it, love it. It's going to be something very special to play at home in such a spectacular stadium.
Now, you think they brought him back just based on the fact that they want this park to open with Messi?
Have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the whole thing, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, you have to. I mean, like, look, the big thing is they start, I think the playoffs start tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it going, baby.
How does they, do they do like grouping and then you go to the knockout stage? They do it like that, right?
I think this is best of three. I think this first series. You want to get Solana? He knows soccer.
No.
Just do a chime in. Hey, Brittany, ask ask Solana if he can come in here.
He's going to use your microphone.
Can he sit on your lap and use your mic?
No. I'm removing that button.
Can I tell you something?
You can't remove it.
I'm going to tell you something.
I'm removing it.
If he rolls his R's and gets all soccer fancy,
I'm
on
leaving
me,
the room.
It's going to be go time.
Okay.
All right. Real. Like, come in here. Just come on. Dude, don't make it complicated.
Hey, what do we got to do? The Pink's got to win 2 out of 3?
2 out of 3 in the first round. Yes, sir. They have home field advantage.
So how many teams make the playoffs?
8 on each side.
That's a lot of playoffs. We play a 3-game series.
Seven,
how many rounds? So what's that? That's so they got to win what, 3 rounds?
Yeah, plus the final.
Is next week? Is that also is round 2 also best of 3, or is that just single elimination?
I have no idea. I gotta look it up. I think it's best of 3, the first 2 rounds, and then the semifinal is a home and away, and then the final is just a game. But I gotta double check.
Wait, so you play more games earlier?
Yeah.
Because I think they want the good teams to go through, and then
what
it's like, we'll see.
Stupid soccer.
Why?
I don't understand it.
Why? That's like the play-in being a 7-game series.
It is a little odd.
Yes.
Normally you play more games as you go on.
Right.
Soccer does things different, you know? That's
right.
How they like to roll.
Like, the MLS does things different. The MLS, like, this wouldn't happen in traditional.
Because they only go home and away, right?
Just,
everybody else goes home and away.
You play a home and away, or you just play
and you do aggregate.
So how many you got to win? Like, you know, the Heat, you got to win 16. To you got 16 pucks, 16 wins to win in the NBA or the NHL. Was it like 7 games?
6. Yeah, 7 games.
All right, sounds good. I don't think he knows.
I don't know off the top of my head.
That's okay.
In the third round, if it's a home and away only.
Well, it's already stupid that you start off with a 3-game series, and then by the time you get to the end, it's 1-game win or lose.
Soccer likes to make it up as it goes along.
Yep, I see that.
You know, but Messi's back.
Yeah.
Well, he never left, but he's here. He's extended. Good for Messi.
Will he play through 2028, though? Doubtful.
Player
he's
coach?
He's playing until that stadium opens.
Just lock him up.
And
you know? Well,
he didn't roll any
Not
R's.
The term to use today.
So we were good. He didn't roll any R's.
Yeah.
I love the snooty soccer people that.
Oh, man. Canes. Are the Canes wearing camouflage this week?
Are the Canes playing this week?
They are. They're playing Stanford.
Don't get
That's
me started.
Why I'm wearing this.
What do you mean don't get you
don't
started?
Don't get me started.
What do you mean don't get you started? I don't want to get you started.
Wait.
Those jerseys are horrific.
They're doing it for
do
the troops.
Do we have a picture?
For the troops.
You haven't seen them? Okay, so Tobin, not immediately disagreeing with me, also agrees that they're bad.
I just don't. It's not that. Look.
Is this a,
I just don't understand.
Wait, who
the
has.
Point.
Who? Adidas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is this an Adidas thing or is it it could be an Adidas thing and they pay a boatload of money to have you wear those uniforms.
That's fine. They're ugly.
Isn't Carson Beck already having enough trouble finding his receivers?
No, literally. Now they have to become
camouflaged. In the grass.
Don't let Tua get those hold of those. He really won't be able to see anybody.
Little looky loo.
Question.
Yeah, do tell.
Let me see it.
It's bad.
Why do they have him hiding in the trees?
Whenever they reveal uniforms, there's such corny photo shoots always.
This is embarrassing, actually.
Stupid.
It's so dumb.
I don't
Wait,
like this.
They got him. They got a Canes player in full uniform like he's in Nam.
I'm very look.
It's not even a real Canes player. They're stand-ins. That's what makes it worse.
Yeah, and that Photoshop's terrible. That's not quite Martin Luther King with a wide receiver glove, but it's close.
It's really bad.
Yeah, this is like, for our viewing audience out here.
What are we
Crazy.
Doing? What are we doing?
It's terrible.
Why is he
in a bush?
Why is
Wait, why like ooh.
Why is Wesley Bissanthe hiding?
It's not even Wesley Bissaint.
It's just a stand-in?
It's just a stand-in.
It's Huntington.
They got the
boys.
U. The U is in camo.
It's just bad. It's
looks
just
like something
bad.
You wear for like the Bass Pro Shop Bowl.
Oh, look. JFig has his matching.
Look at that.
JFig looks like she.
Except you got pink camo.
Yeah, you look like you.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
Does it, Leroy?
Yes.
In a sunset, how does it, Leroy?
How are you going to make camo cute? It's camo. You
camo's
either have camo
cute.
Or you don't.
I like
pink
camo.
Don't hate on her.
Pink camo?
It's cute. Her outfit's cute.
Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome.
You get me.
Leroy. I'm just saying, I've never heard of pink camo. Even the redneck women in
yes,
Davie,
they
wear the green camo.
No, women wear pink camo.
Look, I saw the pink camo and I went for it, okay?
You're not hiding from any animals in pink.
No.
Hiding from people in pink.
The brush is in pink.
I just don't understand. Like, look, all for the troops. Love the troops, right?
Of course.
Who doesn't love the troops? Do the troops like this?
I don't think they like it.
You know what?
Let's I don't think they like it.
I'm just trying to figure out why did we have to put the Canes player in the woods?
Can't lie. I would wear a Canes camo hat. I have a Dolphins.
Yeah, that's
camo
different,
camo
though.
I feel like that's different. Sure.
I would wear that hat. I would wear that hat.
Right? You even if they sold camo jerseys,
mm-hmm.
right? I could see fans buying it. Cool with it.
Right.
But why are we wearing it?
Like, when?
And so I just don't. I already don't like alternative uniforms, and then you're coming off of a loss.
I didn't think Mario liked alternative uniforms. I didn't think he didn't like the black jerseys.
He doesn't decide that.
Who decides?
Adidas.
That's true.
Mario Cristobal can't say kick rocks.
No,
I would.
After
I
feel like,
you
know what?
Lost.
They paying him a lot of money not to kick rocks.
Interesting.
That's true. That's you. That you need to understand you. You think Maryland wants that crap on the side of their helmets?
The flag?
It's going every which different way. Right? All the different colors, the flag, the state, the whatever. Like, pick one.
Eddie says camo cleats would have been fire.
I've seen camo cleats.
There's camo cleats would be fire. I just think it's too much camo.
How do you know? They might be wearing them, or they're wearing black.
They might. I don't know.
I don't think they'd go.
Do players get to choose? Do players don't get to custom their shoes, right?
No, they don't.
But they give you options.
Okay.
They give you options. So
they have their uniforms down to their
the
shoes.
The only thing we couldn't wear, believe it or not, at Michigan, white. In the NFL, you have to have your team has to name a color shoe for your uniform. So if it's white, you can't wear black shoes. If it's black, you can't wear white. So it's a weird. I think it's all, they've all loosened up on that now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this, first of all, let me just say this. I don't know if the uniform sucks or not. But what does suck is that you have a football player in the bushes wearing
the Photoshop
uniform.
Sucks.
Right.
The picture's just not good.
Right. The uniform also sucks.
Brittany,
are you just
I gotta tell you.
Brittany, are you lashing out because they
you
lost?
You lash out on everything.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
That's not true.
Yeah, you do.
I have stood firm on the fact that I do not like alternative uniforms.
She stood firm on that, dude.
I have stood firm on that.
Firm.
Wow. So, and even worse that it's camouflage. It's so ugly.
Is that her being very, very could you firm? Imagine an argument.
I've stood firm.
I've stood firm. Ten toes down.
I've stood ten. No, but you're acting like I'm just lashing out. I didn't like the Dolphins alternative uniform. I don't like this one.
Who wore the black blue? Was that the Dolphins?
Yes.
That was the Dolphins, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was definitely black.
Funny how you forget about it. When did they won that game.
That was their lone win.
Oh, I'd wear them things every week.
Well, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. And like this, I'm going on KC Radio later on today because they said ESPN saying Jalen Phillips would be a trade option for the Chiefs. I don't talk about players leaving Miami. I'll be on there at 5 o'clock.
What happened now?
I don't know. Some radio station wants me to do a hit talk about Jalen Phillips getting traded to the Chiefs.
He got traded?
No, he's rumored, apparently. I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because you have to understand, the smart thing about this is not trading him,
mm-hmm.
but having to pay him next year.
Understood.
And keep in mind.
But he's not exactly having a monster year. Like, what does Jalen Phillips think he's going to get as a contract?
Keep in mind, okay, that do you want to be in a situation
mm-hmm.
with anybody on that defense that you now have to pay?
Well, that's my question. Like, when you say pay, I typically assume someone's going to make a monster contract like Christian Wilkins.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he has this behemoth second half of the season, what do you think a guy who is having a down year off two injuries – what do you assume he's going to get in the open market?
I just think that it's not necessarily how good you are at it, but the fact that you can play it and there's teams that need it.
Here's a problem.
What?
How many Chris Greers are out there that love signing injured players?
Point taken.
Yep. Point maybe there are. I'm just not aware of them.
Hey, can I store some of my candy in your trunk pockets?
We got to talk about this, okay? So
why? You guys are talking about
minutes,
something else.
15
and you
minutes.
You had to come after me.
15 Wait, minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort, kind of like JFix pants. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Her pants are built like a Range Rover Defender.
Why?
With the little pockets all over the place.
We just realized this. I didn't notice this when you walked in. You're wearing pink camo pants, which, okay, that's a choice. But.
You guys, I like you guys.
She has pockets by her ankles.
But that's fine.
Keep going.
Why do they got pockets on the bottom of the pants?
Why not?
That's not a convenient place for pockets.
Actually, it's very convenient.
How is it convenient?
Emergency purposes.
She was in the other room trying to explain.
I gave scenarios.
Yes, she gave us scenarios.
My pants.
Okay. Back up a little more.
Let's see. Okay.
Go so Captain Morgan.
Hear me a little
yeah,
more.
You're.
All right. My pants have pockets here.
But why?
Here. Here.
That's a normal place. A cargo
and
pants.
The regular two on the sides.
Yeah, but why are there? Why?
Because let's say, I'm not gonna reveal my secrets actually on air. That's crazy. It's just convenient, guys.
Well,
and
she was practicing. What if she should happen to fall, and then she would fall and slip her hand into and
ligaments.
Yes,
ligaments are gone.
She tried it on Leroy. She tried it on Jimmy.
I got them all.
She got them all.
Okay, but like, it's still in a cargo pocket. Like, you got to unbutton the pocket.
See, it's
to get into
I
there.
I don't even have to do that because look, bam.
So then your knife isn't secure? Alleged knife?
Bam. It's secure, and there's enough space for it.
You can also
carry
a sandwich.
It's not even a secure pocket.
No.
It's secure.
Those look like pants Tyler Hero would wear.
Yeah.
Too many pockets. Weird print.
I like them.
It looks like those things would be on sale.
Did you know they had that many pockets when you bought them?
I did. I saw them.
Those look like the pants that Marcos would wear.
That's what made me want it.
Yeah.
When Marcos buys something with too many pockets on a shirt, he's like, "Oh, I got it for $4.
You guys cannot be judging me when Leroy literally said that he uses cargo pants or whatever he said they're called.
But you need to be able to reach your cargo.
I can reach them.
No, you can't.
Give me the convenient situation when you're walking around and you have to bend down and get that.
I'm very clumsy. I can fall all the time.
Oh, my gosh. She's sticking up for these pants.
So you have to fake falling to get to your pockets? Yeah. You don't know how ridiculous that sounds?
Or, like, what if she gets hurt? You know, in quotations, she gets hurt. She has to fall. Gets the knife.
Oh, no.
Boom.
Bam.
Why wouldn't you have your knife closer to your hand, like your hip pocket? Normally, people keep
weapons.
I will
not reveal that information.
All right.
I got to tell you, you've gone through a lot of explaining to make those pockets by your ankles work.
Well, yep. Because I'm not convincing you guys. And that's not my problem. It's yours.
Definitely not. Mm-mm. I haven't seen it before.
You're not selling anybody on that.
Yep.
Yep.
That's mm-mm. why they're on me.
Dude,
that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Man, look how they put it on TV. Mafia Link gambling probe.
They call you Scary Terry, eh? Let me tell you something, Scary. You better give us that inside info about what game you're pulling out of. Otherwise, we can make things awfully scary over here at the Gambino Mafioso, you know, it's Mafia. What did I get into here? It was just Hornets games.
I keep the grape Skittles in my bottom pocket.
That's what I'm like.
Can I just say that is another weird thing.
I would feel like the only
you not liking grape Skittles is the equivalent to you having pockets on your ankles.
The only thing that she could put in those pockets is like little snacks for Scooby, so he doesn't have to jump up to get the snacks. Like he just puts his little head in there, like a kangaroo in a pouch.
Oh no, you know she's going somewhere. She's carrying him. She's carrying.
Got him in a baby Bjorn.
What's the problem with me and my dog?
There's no problem. I'm just trying to figure out what someone would use those pants for, other than weaponry and feeding your dog.
You could carry like a little day sandwich.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my sandwich that close to the ground.
But it's not. It's secure in a pocket.
You can just show there's no buttons. It's not that secure.
I can put a pin in it.
Really? You know you're hurting your case, right?
I don't think she realized she had pockets down there until I pointed it out.
I knew they were there, guys.
No,
I don't
questions.
Think so. We have questions. We have questions.
I mean, especially with the theatrics to get to that pocket.
Yep.
I mean, you look like you were going for the Olympic gymnast team trying to get down there and get a weapon.
What's the brand of those pants? Marsupial? How many pouches you got on that thing?
There's actually some on the inside.
We'll take a break. Final segment coming on up. We're back after this.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. She comes parachuting in with her pockets. Florida Panthers back at it tonight. Let's go, boys. Hey, 7 o'clock is your... Well, yeah, I meant there are no girls
good
on the Panthers.
Game. Good football game.
Yep.
Hockey
yep.
tonight. World Series starts tomorrow.
Yep. They're seeing if Bo Bichette can go.
Canes play Saturday.
That's at night. We'll try.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Yep.
I'm going to talk about the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to comment. But I promise you, I'm not going to, like, we're not doing this. I'm not ruining my whole weekend.
So you're just not going to watch?
No, I'm going to watch, but listen.
You're going to do other things while watching?
Yes.
I got you.
Yes, I'm gonna clean my grill. My grill been getting a lot of action, so I'm gonna clean it out, get it all good, nice and ready for the stretch. You know,
mm-hmm.
I gotta I need to pressure clean my backyard. I got one of those, you know, those expandable hoses.
Yeah,
I got one. Hey. It sucks.
Yeah, you told me that.
It doesn't have any no power.
Wrench, really?
Yeah, it doesn't have like not.
You put
like
the nozzle on it.
Yeah, it, not the same as a regular one.
Okay.
So I don't know. I have a pressure cleaner. I don't know if I hook that up to it with the small flow. Is it going to give me the power I need?
Just to kind of give everybody the lay of the land.
Oh,
today.
The lay of the land. Ain't there's a lot of land and there ain't no.
Yeah, it's yeah. If you guys are you've been busy all day or not, but we as we woke up today to news that. Terry Rozier was arrested around 6 a.m. today, according to his attorney, by the FBI as part of this gambling probe. The allegations surrounding him. I'll play, once again, the police commissioner. This is, what's her name, Jen Tisch. This is what her explanation of the... Nope, that's Dabo Sweeney saying that he has God's NIL. This is her explaining the allegations around Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier.
Players altered their performance or took themselves out of games to make sure that those bets paid out. One example occurred on March 23rd, 2023 in Charlotte. Terry Rozier, an NBA player now with the Miami Heat, but at the time playing for the Hornets, allegedly let others close to him know that he planned to leave the game early with a supposed injury. Using that information, members of the group placed more than $200,000 in wagers on his under statistics. Rozier exited the game after just 9 minutes, and those bets paid out, generating tens of thousands of dollars in profit. The proceeds were later delivered to his home, where the group counted their cash. As the NBA season tips off, his career is already benched, not for injury, but for integrity.
And because he stinks. But
hey, why are they...
Too much?
Like...
That was the bow on top, Leroy.
We don't need the punchline, right? Like, you can't say everybody's innocent until proven guilty while then turning around and putting a rubber stamp on the conclusion without giving him his trial.
They also hit them with the, your winning streak is over.
Right. Yeah,
your winning streak is over.
Right. And
Operation Royal.
I'm going to be honest with you. He wasn't winning before yesterday either. Yeah.
This was something that was reported back in July by ESPN, that there were sports books in Louisiana and Mississippi that were taking these under bets. They also added today that there were online bets on this, and you know that these books didn't initially want to pay because there was too much suspicious activity, because who's betting that much money on Terry Rozier unders on a Hornets game? It's just suspicious. And eventually the gaming commissions let the bets pay out, but there was they were alerted by this when this happened then. Rozier was investigated by the NBA back then. They cleared him. And this whole thing has been kind of going on. Shams came out this summer, and he was like, yeah, Terry Rozier's all good, baby. But
it's not so fast, my friend.
But the feds say, not so fast, my friend. Now, the Miami Heat aren't commenting on it. This is from Barry Jackson. He says, the Heat not commenting on Rozier. The roster remains where it is. No cap relief at this time. No changes coming to the Heat except Rozier won't be around, which, you know, they're kind of used to.
Because guess what? That's all everybody cares about.
And
when we get that cap relief.
Right. And he and Chauncey Billups have both been placed on leave by their teams. Thiago Splitter is coaching.
Why do
in
I
the
think
interim.
Like he's part of the Ninja Turtles?
That's Master Splinter.
I know.
Yep. He will be the interim coach for the Trailblazers. Chauncey Billups, don't have as many details on Chauncey Billups' thing. It seems like he was involved in poker games, but we don't
know.
I kind of got a
feeling when they talk about all the different parties involved.
Right.
I kind of think when they call him a face card,
mm-hmm.
that they were using him to get people there and either just paying him,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't actually a part of it.
We don't know.
I'm just saying that's what it sounds like. Because, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Come. You, You think that all these people they arrested, right? That Chauncey was okay. I'm gonna bring the equipment.
No, I don't think he did the equipment. But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean he didn't know. Like that's the thing. So we don't know.
Right. We don't know if they told him what was up.
Right.
But we do know that they brought him to fill the seats.
What we do know is this is a rough situation for the NBA. We've already been a league that's had gambling scandals around it that didn't go fantastic for it. It's a, I think probably the sport people think is fixed the most. You know, just like just when you when
basketball people, because there's,
it's just it's, always had
it's
that
weird,
around.
Right? It's too much here, too much wiggle room.
Right,
right,
right. So it's
and
not,
it's always really close. So if somebody is if you're winning by 10 and the point spread is 11. And there's 25 seconds left.
Right. You can manipulate free throws.
Right. The right. People
are, man, oh, man. Spo was still pissed last night about that that Norman Powell block charge call on Jalen Suggs. Spo was like, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. Now, Spo didn't have to do the he didn't criticize. He's just like, I got to see that again. You know, he did his whole thing.
I would say this, though.
It's going to be a height thing.
He's got other issues.
That's what I knew that was where that was.
Other issues. I mean, look. Even if you don't like the aggressiveness of Kalel or Jovic, young Jovic, you know, at some of the most important times, they still work as a deterrent by being tall.
Right.
Like, I'm tired of everybody leaving the paint at the end of Heat games. Well, doing the too small thing.
And he said that Jovic has to rebound better. Jovic has said he's got to rebound better. But you know how he's not going to learn how to rebound better?
On the bench.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. So, like, it's people keep saying, hey, you guys are freaking out. It's game one. Exactly. It is game one.
But I don't want to see the same stuff I saw last year.
When are you going to start doing this after you get hammered in the head? First of all, they've lost preseason, regular season, playoffs.
Yeah. Remember, you said no big deal. Don't worry.
I'm just saying, though. Like, it's one of those things.
Losing is losing.
Like, let's go.
Losing is losing.
Kalower's tall.
Dude. So,
put the tall guy.
You know the last time I heard those comments right there?
What's up?
My rookie year. Preseason game.
Who said that?
I heard a player say that to the media when we lost 59-3.
Oh, my God.
In a preseason game. You know how hard that is? Against, it was the Minnesota Vikings and Warren Moon, right? Oh, don't worry about it. It's just preseason, baby. We're working on stuff. And guess how that season went? 3-13. So I don't want to hear.
Tony hits me with, Tobin, you're wrong to include Spo in your rant. Size wasn't a problem in this game. The right players were on the court. Execution was the issue. This game could have easily been a win.
You can't execute 7 foot if you're only 6'9".
They were in position and the players fumbled it. Look.
You can't execute 7 foot if you're only 6'9".
I think for Tony, like, Bam Adebayo was also bad in the fourth quarter.
But you're asking him to
do
twice as much stuff.
I understand. Look, he still missed shots, and he still turned the ball over, and he still had a dumb foul on Desmond Bane at the end.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Bam, what are you doing the frog splash on him for, dude? Like, you got plenty of time. What? You know, that wasn't smart.
You know what I think? At the end of some of these games,
don't
they seem like they aren't aware of the time?
TNP?
TNP? Not time and place.
Oh.
But it's like
TNS?
It's like they don't like understand what time is and like they're in the game execution.
Has been poor, yeah.
It's been bad for a year or so.
Look, I understand Tony's point in that, yes, they almost got away with it because if Andrew Wiggins makes a three or Mitchell
That's
makes a three.
That's almost the worst thing, though. Because now you know it's coming.
But
I don't want Spo to get into a position where he feels like sitting Kalel and Jovic, the future of your franchise, to sitting them on the bench, right, and it work out means you're doing the right thing. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it becomes for them to get real quality minutes to improve and to get and to get some work.
Right.
You can't get – I don't care – working, doing alley-oops with Karan in an off day is not the same as playing the NBA game.
Well, they'll try and bounce back tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. Cats back at it tonight, taking on the Penguins, and you'll be able to hear that here. Looking forward to that. Cats, I need some peace. The Cats always bring me peace.
I mean, they've been a little stressful too, boy. There was some angst at the end of that game the other day.
The end of that game was crazy. Woo! That game was crazy.
I'm like, oh no, they scored. And then they score back. And I'm like, wow. Let me tell you something.
Connor Verhaeghe.
Even now, like, even though I know I have nothing to worry about,
mm-hmm.
there is so much angst at the end of these Panther games. One way or the other. It's only one goal games most of the time.
And guys, coaches are getting so willy-nilly with the pull on the goalie, so now you got to deal with it for like 3 minutes. It's
oh, like, my goodness.
You either going up two or it's just going to be
There's
stress.
There's one goalie. Remember one game he was doing the cha-cha.
I'm ready.
Doom, doom, yeah. doom, doom, doom. Because he didn't know. Like, he didn't know. He was trying to get off, and every time he got off, they put the puck in their end. Oh.
And then the Dolphins, dude, you know?
No. Like, we were having a good conversation.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
It goes, we can talk about the Dolphins last, then we talk about Jay Fig's ankle pockets.
How amazing. I know you guys love him.
And then we go, Heat.
Mm-hmm. And then we go Britney Hockey. Spears of going to movies alone.
Yeah. We go Hockey and then Canes.
Yep.
Canes number one. Yeah. And then the dreaded.
You know what you could
I
do?
I wake up in a nightmare at a movie by myself.
And your ASMR goes.
Can I just tell you?
Have you actually ever had that
Brittany,
worst nightmare? Have you
Brittany,
woken
no,
up?
No, it's that you never
theater?
Heard. Like, why are you guys taking every, like, it's so literally.
Literal.
No.
I'm being hyperbolic.
My. Can I just say this? Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know if I dream.
Like, you okay, man?
I know. I was gonna say, is he okay?
I don't even know if I dream.
You definitely have dreamt because Big Spoon said that she's caught you running in your sleep.
Oh, yeah. I'm scoring. I don't know what game it is, but I'm winning.
It's his race in the kitchen.
I know one time. Wait. So one night I'm running, like, my wife tapped me. She said, "What's wrong?" Like, this bleeping chicken is gonna catch me. She's like, "What?" I was running away from a chicken.
That's crazy.
I was hauling ass though, boy. I was fast. I'm like, this chicken can't keep up with me. I'm going back to sleep. I'm having fun. I tried to go back to sleep. I couldn't pick up on the dream.
That's our show, everybody. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.